Janine Guffey is a woman with a mission. She works at Prairie St. John's Hospital in Fargo, helping substance abusers recover and get their lives back. She struggled for years with her own drug addiction before she got her life back. Although when she started using drugs, she had no idea how long it would take to stop.
My path with getting involved with drugs and using alcohol started out as an experiment, just fun, people in high school, partying, and eventually it just turned into something else.
That something else was an addiction to meth, which back in the 1990s was often the drug of choice. Meth eased the pain caused by Janine's family problems. And as often happens, she got involved with people who encouraged her habit.
And I got involved with a couple of different people romantically that were heavily invested into the drug world. And I just kind of went down that rabbit hole with them.
Janine went from using meth to manufacturing it with a group of other users. Their goal wasn't to become big-time dealers.
I was with a bunch of people that just weren't, that were just trying to feed their habit and doing a pretty bad job of it. Too addicted to really be the kingpins of anything because it was just the getting and using and the ways and means of getting and using more. But we were really bad at it anyway, and we were all very sick.
Janine was trapped in her addiction without even really knowing it.
And it wasn't because anybody was threatening me or making me do anything. I just had nowhere else to go and no real skills.
And then there was the feeling of shame that prevents many addicts from seeking help.
Well, you feel so worthless, almost like you don't deserve help anyway. And so you don't want to disclose. You want to try to, as desperately and for as long as you can, to present a different story than what's really going on. I mean, people aren't proud of being drug addicts.
And then, as so often happens, Janine and some of the others in her group got caught. It was Halloween 1999. A member of Janine's drug-using group called the police in an act of vindictive anger. He accused Janine and the others of stealing coins from a change machine at a local laundromat. When the police arrived, they found incriminating evidence in their car. For Janine, the arrest actually offered a way out.
I mean, I was scared at first, of course, not knowing what was going to happen and how it was going to happen and what this meant. And of course, when they first arrest you in situations, their goal is to scare you. But to get to the real point of this, I was relieved.
Back in the 1990s, drug laws in many states mandated long sentences.
The idea when these were all put in is, you know, we got a problem with drugs and we need to settle. We need to try to do something about it. And what's the best way to do that? Put people in prison.
Gary Ureen is a former prosecutor who worked on many drug cases in his 11 years on the job. He says times have changed, and so has his thinking, especially about the importance of drug treatment.
Treatment should always be a component of a sentence they've got. Whether they're spending any time in jail or 10 years in jail, it doesn't really matter. They should be getting treatment.
But treatment programs, especially for low-income offenders, are in very short supply, which is one reason why incarceration rates have remained stubbornly high.
The bigger part of this is the amount of money that's allocated for treatment, because quite frankly, right now, the best way to get treatment is in the pen.
In fact, prison is the place where Janine finally got the drug treatment she needed to kick her habit once and for all. You'll hear more about that on the next Journeys Through Justice. Journeys Through Justice is funded in part by a grant from the North Dakota Humanities Council. For Prairie Public, I'm Meg Luther Lindholm.